SRN News, I'm John Scott. Some progress made, but fires still blazing. At a news conference, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna is discouraging residents from returning to their homes until it's safe and until the search for remains is completed.
We are still, for the Altadena area, we are in the third day of grid searching. It is a very grim task. And we, unfortunately, every day we're doing this, we're running across the remains of individual community members.
24 people in the Los Angeles area have died, 23 missing, both numbers expected to rise. Also at SRNNews.com, a federal judge has okayed the release of a special counsel's report on President-elect Trump's actions related to January 6, 2021.
The ruling from U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon is the latest in tenacious legalities over reports prepared by the resigned special counsel Jack Smith for two cases prosecuted against Mr. Trump. Both were abandoned by the DOJ after Mr. Trump's November election win. While Mr. Trump's defense could appeal, Judge Cannon is permitting the release of the volume related to alleged election interference, but she has halted the DOJ release of a separate volume related to classified documents at Mr. Trump's Florida estate because two Trump employees are named as co-defendants in a case which is still active on appeal. George Williams reporting.
Country music star Carrie Underwood performing America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration next week. Other performers at the inauguration will include two of the president-elect's musical favorites, country singer Lee Greenwood and opera singer Christopher Macchio. Mike McCarthy not returning as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. The coach's contract expiring following a 7-10 season. This is SRN News. A lot of people will be reading the Bible in 2025.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, reports a record 800,000 individuals downloaded it on January 5th, the most in one day in YouVersion's history. In fact, there's been a big surge in downloads since the beginning of the new year, suggesting that a lot of folks have decided to try and read through the Bible in 2025 and will use the app to do so. YouVersion founder Bobby Grunewald tells the Christian Post the surge is being seen outside of the U.S. too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The director of the Texas Medical Board has retired less than 2 weeks after conservative lawmakers publicized his employment with a Planned Parenthood laboratory. Dr. Robert Brett had worked as medical director for the state agency since 2012. According to his resume, he also worked at Planned Parenthood's South Texas laboratory since 2011. This is SRN News. South Korea's spy agency says that two North Korean soldiers captured by Ukraine have not expressed a desire to seek asylum in the South.
The spy agency told lawmakers they questioned the soldiers who were taken by Ukrainian forces while fighting in the Kursk region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says one of the soldiers wishes to stay in Ukraine, while the other wants to return to North Korea. Zelensky says he's willing to exchange the soldiers for Ukrainian prisoners of war held in Russia if North Korea's leader can arrange it. The agency says memos found on dead soldiers showed they'd been ordered to commit suicide before being captured. Seoul estimates about 300 North Korean troops have been killed in combat in Ukraine. I'm Jennifer King.
The military says security forces acting on intelligence have raided a militant hideout in southwest Pakistan and killed 27 insurgents. The military providing no further details. Both Baloch separatists and Pakistani Taliban have a strong presence. More details at SRNNews.com.